When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This episode is brought to you by the official coffee of the Chromecast podcast, Fresh Roasted Coffee, who we've partnered with to make a special edition Chrome Unboxed anniversary blend. Here at Chrome Unboxed, we're not just nerdy about Chromebooks, we're also coffee snobs. And look, we wasted a lot of time hand roasting coffee before we found Fresh Roasted Coffee, and we haven't looked back since. This coffee is roasted fresh to order, immediately packaged, nitrogen flushed, and shipped directly to your door. And although we can't officially say that this Chrome Unboxed edition tastes any better than the normal anniversary blend, that is the word around town. But don't just take our word for it. Pick up a bag for yourself and let us know what you think. You can grab a bag over at chromeunboxed.com/coffee. Welcome to the Chromecast, the official podcast from Chrome Unboxed, where we unpack everything from hardware to software in the world of Chrome and Chrome OS so that you can be more informed on all the latest updates, changes, and devices. What's up, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Chromecast podcast. Today, we have an interview episode with Adam King, who is the general manager of the client computing business unit at MediaTek. In our chat, we cover the latest HP Chromebook 13B announcement that includes the Companio 1200 processor, trends in the Chromebook space, detachable Chromebooks, and the roadmap for the Companio series in Chromebooks moving forward. And as part of this episode, we've partnered with MediaTek to give away one of those HP Chromebook 13Bs with the Companio 1200 processor that I mentioned. And all you have to do is go click the link in the show notes to get entered to win. Okay, so without any further ado, here is my conversation with Adam King from MediaTek. Alrighty, Adam, thanks so much for taking some time to join us on another episode of the Chromecast podcast. Thanks for taking some time to chat.
Hey, my pleasure to be here, Joe.
Yeah, truth be told, we had a little technical difficulty trying to get this set up. I don't know what was happening. Technology is great when it works. We use an app called Riverside, and for some reason, Adam's audio was just not playing along nicely. So we're set up. We're rocking and rolling. So we're excited to chat. And I kind of just wanted to start with your kind of background and your role with MediaTek and some of what you do with the company.
Sure. I joined MediaTek at the beginning of this year in March to lead the client computing group at MediaTek, which is Chromebooks and in the future other devices. And in addition to that, I also lead the smart display business unit, which does scalers and timing controllers for PC displays. So it's an exciting time to be at MediaTek because MediaTek is, in general, investing more into the computing markets and into the PC market. We have a lot of different components in the PC today, and we're only going to expand it from here.
Yeah, sure. We've been excited and have been talking about ARM processors for a very long time and how they fit so well in kind of the operating system and really love the performance and power that you can get with an ARM processor on a Chromebook. And you know, we've seen what Apple has obviously done with ARM and the leaps and progress that they've made, and we're super excited obviously for everything that's happening with MediaTek and the Companio series. The most recent device that was announced that we were excited about and to see this chip in a Chromebook was the Companio 1200. in the HP 13B. So tell us a little bit about that device and about that chip and where it kind of slots itself in the lineup.
Sure. So Joey, you've been talking to us for a while, so I know you know, but for your listeners who haven't, you know, MediaTek is building an entire roadmap for the Chromebook. Our history is we've been involved in Chromebook for several years now. We started out at the entry space, which makes a lot of sense since a lot of Chromebooks or even the majority of Chromebooks are used for, you know, $300 and below education devices. And we had a very good power efficient solution for that entry level. But we've been kind of following along Google's journey as they've taken Chromebooks upmarket. We've also taken our processors upmarket. And so we now have a full good, better, best of processor brands that bring different capabilities and performance levels. The K12 or the Companio 1200 that you just mentioned is our latest premium processor. The internal product name is 8195, but we really think of it as the 1200. And then there's a special version of that called the 1380, which we're also coming out with soon. And we're really excited to see it in the HP Chromebook X360 device that you just mentioned. It's a fantastic, fantastic device.
Yeah, so this is, when we're thinking about the lineup, this would be in the 1000 series, correct? So you all are kind of doing the 500, 1000, and then maybe a higher tier in the future? Is that where I'm...
Actually, it's the 500 tier, the 800 tier, and then the 1000 okay. tier. So this is in our top tier.
Okay, I see. Yeah, the 1380 we're particularly excited about. But this 1200 though, you know, as far as performance goes, in if somebody's looking at maybe getting this 13B, this X360, or other future devices that have this 1200, you know, it's the step below the 1380, but what sort of performance increases are you getting compared to the 800 series, which we've seen a lot of devices that have those chips in them?
Yeah, I think you can think of it as roughly the 1000 series, which is roughly twice the performance of the entry 500 series. And another way to think about it is the 1000 series performs on the same level as a Core i3, but at half the power.
And the efficiency is I remember last year at the executive summit, seeing some of the slides and talking about performance and power and this kind of this balance between the two. Obviously, as you increase power, you're going to start getting into you know, taking a hit in the battery department. But these chips are kind of giving us the best of both worlds, and we're always excited about that. So. So this 13B, you said it's the 8195 is the code name for it?
Yeah, that's right.
We were tracking an 8188 is what Robbie told me. Maybe we were tracking something different.
The 8188 is in our 800 series. The 8195 is the 1000 series, and not to geek out too much on code names, but the 8195.
We love geeking out.
The 8195 is the 1200, the Companion 1200, and the 8195T, which is a faster frequency version of it, is the 1380.
We've been trying to use all of the Companion branding because you know we dig around the repositories and find these code names for these chips, and that's how we. You know, back when we were tracking stuff with the original Duet and the 8183 and you know, calling it that all the time on the podcast. And once the Companio stuff rolled out, we've really tried to stick to that because we do like that that naming structure. And we think it is, like you said, that kind of like, you know, good, better, and best type structure for the Companio series, which is cool. So let's talk a little bit about like where do you all see it, you know, the Chromebook space going? You know, obviously you all are trying to develop chips now for future devices that are coming. So you're kind of on, you know, the cutting edge of what's coming. You know, we're really excited about detachables and all of these different form factors that Chrome OS can support. What does that look like for MediaTek?
Yeah, I think detachables and MediaTek processors really fit well together, because in a detachable, you have all the electronics behind the glass. And so your constraints are even tighter in terms of needing to hit a very thin device with long battery life with a very small battery. You can take advantage of the small but very powerful cameras that you can get that you use in a detachable. And so the ARM architecture and our processors specifically are really ideal for detachables, where you can get still a very thin and light device with a small battery, but still have great battery life, have great imaging quality, have great media and display quality. So we're very excited about detachables in the Chromebook space. And there's a number of great ones on the market already. A relatively small portion of the market today, but we and Google are very optimistic that it will grow over time.
Yeah, we always talk about how Google kind of creates these lighthouse devices and kind of let the market go from there. And although the Slate was kind of a bust, it at least got other folks working on detachables and tablets. And, we've obviously seen, the original Duet that just sold left and right. And we're definitely excited for more MediaTek chips in detachables. We would love to see one of those higher end chips in a detachable. I would love to see that down the road. So we've got these, like the original Duet having kind of the lower end processor, the more budget friendly processor. We want to see a kind of flagship tablet with a nice beefy processor in it. So maybe one day down the road.
Yeah, stay tuned, Joe. We're working on it. In the meantime, that devices like the HP X360 give you a lot of that tablet capability because it is a full convertible, flips all the way around and you can use it as a tablet.
Yeah, exactly. And we love the convertibles because it's like it gives you that flexibility of tablet when you need it, but then also you can flip it back over and go in clamshell mode and still really get a lot of work done. So it kind of gives you the best of both worlds. But there's something to be said about the super thin detachable where, like you said, everything's in the display and you kind of get this nice sleek device that you can have around the house or maybe still get some work done. And it's interesting, obviously ARM architecture coming from kind of the smartphone space and I think lending itself well to tablets. It obviously has done quite well in regular clamshell devices too, but the tablet market is something that I think is a great fit for ARM, and yeah, we're excited. I can't wait to see the whatever you're working on there, get that next version of a tablet with a nice beefy MediaTek processor in it. So let's kind of switch gears a little bit here and just kind of talk about the kind of big picture. Like obviously you all have these these great processors that are out now, and what does the future look like for that 500 series and then on the upper end that 1000 series? We saw a lot of the you kind of alluded to a little bit ago, like we saw a lot of the more budget friendly devices with those lower end chips, got a lot of the processors out in the wild, which is great. We like to see the diversity, obviously, but obviously there's still a lot of those entry level devices that are out there. So kind of what's the roadmap for MediaTek and where's this Companio series going?
Yeah, Joe, I think you'll continue to see us investing in maintaining these different segments of processors for different devices and usages. We are about to launch the successor to the 8183 in the 500 series space. So we're going to have a fantastic new entry processor that I'll tell you about a little later. And that's literally going to be launched in the next month. And then in the high end, in the 1000 series, the 8195 is our new product. And we're working on the next one, which will be out in probably a couple of years.
Okay. Yeah. So entry level soon, but the next step, because I had asked at the summit last year about the top end, because there was one slide where it said, like, you know, 1500 and above, and I was like, what's that device and when can we expect that? And the roadmap then was, you know, we're kind of not sure, you know, this is obviously, that's the next big phase of this, but you're saying maybe it might be a couple years for that kind of highest tier processor. Today's episode is brought to you by Cameo. If your organization is looking to adopt Chromebooks, but you need to give your people seamless access to all their apps, including Windows apps, Cameo is the simplest and most secure and most cost-effective way to deliver all the apps your people need to be productive on Chrome OS. Cameo is a Chrome Enterprise recommended virtualization solution and is deeply integrated with Chrome OS and the Google Admin Console, making it easy for you to push any app as a PWA to your Chromebooks. And now you can take advantage of a special Chrome OS and Cameo bundle that makes it easier than ever to test. If you're interested, you can head over to cameo.com/unboxed. That's cameo.com/unboxed, or click the link down in the show notes.
Yeah, in the meantime, like we're just coming to market with the 8195 or the 1200 and the 1380, and we think those processors are great and will have legs for a while.
Yeah, sure. I think we've got a review unit of the X360 heading our way, so we're excited to unbox that one and spend some time with it and kind of put it to the test and see what this new processor can do. We're excited about it. I can't remember. I'm always bad at remembering the exact processors and devices, but we've gotten hands on, and it might have been the Acer that had the 1380 in it, but that was an early, like, they had announced it from maybe CES timeframe. We had it in the office and then had to send it back, and I don't think we've had a, is there a production 1380 that someone can go buy right now that's on the market?
Yeah, you can get the Acer device on the market right now, and the HP one that we're talking about here is launching with the 1200, but the 1380 version is coming soon as well.
Oh, okay. Because we had seen that in some of the spec sheets where it said up to 1380.
Yeah.
And so I was confirming that it was this device that's out right now is the 1200, but there is a 1380. Okay.
Yep.
Hey, you heard it. You heard it first here on the Chromecast. I love it. I love it. And is that going to be the format? Like, is that kind of the process that you will follow? You'll put out a device that will have maybe both options?
Yeah, it's really up to our OEM partners. They really make that decision, but we try to make it easy for them. The processors are PIN compatible, and so it's, you know, relatively easy for them to decide what price points they want to hit and what performance levels they want to hit, and they can choose fairly last minute how they assort their mix.
How closely are you all working with OEMs? Are you all just building chips and obviously you all have your roadmap of where you want to head? But how closely are you all working with OEMs to kind of, like, not necessarily cater, but create chips that obviously OEMs want to put in their devices?
Oh, we work extremely closely. They're an integral part of the process in terms of gathering their requirements to help us define the next generation, doing the testing and validation, helping them, you know, giving our recommendations on how to configure and power manage the device. I should also mention that we sell other components into Chromebooks and into Windows PCs as well. We this Chromebook, this HP Chromebook, has MediaTek's Wi-Fi 6 in it. It's got MediaTek's power management IC. And so we really bring a platform solution to our OEMs and, you know, help them bring a great product to market.
I don't know that I knew that. I knew that obviously, when we're talking about these new chips supporting, you know, 6E or whatever it might be, the latest protocol for Bluetooth or whatever Wi-Fi. But that's interesting that you all are actually selling those components as well. I don't know that I knew that. That's interesting.
MediaTek's long had a wide variety or a big market for Wi-Fi. We sell Wi-Fi into lots of devices, from, you know, your home router to your TV to to you name it. But relatively recently, we entered the PC market as well, when Wi-Fi 6 was really the point where we did that.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know that I knew that. That's very cool. You know, MediaTek's obviously been producing chips for a long time. But when the first, and you may know or you may not know, I think me and the guys were chatting, I think the R13, the Acer R13 was the first device that we saw with the MediaTek chip in it. And I don't remember the date on when that came out, the guys would know, but I don't remember how long ago that was. Do you know, like, how long has MediaTek been in Chromebooks?
It's been several years. I wish I had that date off the top of my head. I probably should, but... And we've got a long history in Chromebook. Yeah.
And so, you know, obviously with everything that happened during the pandemic, you know, there were a lot of people that picked up a Chromebook for the first time, whether it was, you know, a student trying to work from, you know, learn from home, or a parent who had to go get a device quick to work from home. Have you all seen, obviously we've seen sales and we've seen numbers and stuff that it's kind of getting back to a more normal number instead of what it was during the craziness, but have you all seen that there's been a kind of level up after that of Chromebook usage, just from your perspective of the processors that are going in these things?
Yeah, absolutely, Joe. I mean, the COVID, the pandemic, obviously drove huge demand for Chromebooks. And as you know, not just in education, but with consumers as well. And so the market really exploded in 2020 and 2021. And this year in 2022, it's pulled back a bit from 2021, but it's still quite above 2019, still above pre-pandemic levels. So it's pretty clear that there's now a new elevated base and people are buying and using Chromebooks more than ever. So we expect that growth to continue.
And I don't know if you can share or not, but what sort of like percentage or ratio of the work that you all are doing in Chrome OS is in education? And then the follow-up question would be, and then what is the kind of enterprise approach? And is there anything that you all are doing from a chip-making standpoint to kind of cater to both of those markets?
Yeah, we're very focused on education. That's kind of our base. And, you know, that's where the new 500 series is perfectly targeted to. The consumer is a growing segment, and, you know, that's that's one of the reasons why we have this broader range of processors. Not just for consumers, by the way, but for teachers who need to, you know, manage more screens and have more performance for being effective in the classroom. So we're really focused on education and consumer. The enterprise is still kind of a new and growing space, not just for us, but for Chromebook overall. And enterprise means a lot of different things, right? It's everything from knowledge workers that are using their PCs for work to more targeted verticals like, you know, kiosk and healthcare and signage and things like that. And we're starting to make some headway into some of those verticals, but really our focus is education and consumer.
That makes sense. You had mentioned, you know, your work that you're doing at MediaTek. So you're obviously in the Chromebook space. What was the other one that you mentioned? You said you work on Chromebook, but then there's the other thing that you were working on. And is that tied to Chrome OS, or is it kind of a separate thing that you're working on?
It's kind of a separate thing, but it's you know, a display, whether it's a desktop monitor or the screen in your laptop, needs a display controller. And MediaTek has long been a leader in that space. And so that's the other hat that I wear. But sort of an indirect connection to Chromebook.
Yeah, because we've talked a lot with Google, and we had a chat with one of the folks over there about signage and kiosks and how Chrome OS lends itself well to those platforms, you know, secure, simple, kind of lightweight software that you can have on these sorts of displays and stuff, whether it's in restaurants or whatever. So I was curious if that was maybe some of the angle there, or if it was something different. So, but that's interesting. So kind of closing thoughts here. I mean, for those listening who are, you know, maybe a consumer or maybe they work in education, What's the elevator? What's the sales pitch for somebody who is maybe going to go out and buy a bunch of these devices, or just go and buy a device for themselves to have, you know, around the house or to get some work done on? Why should they kind of look for a MediaTek processor when they're going to pick up that new device?
Yeah, I think maybe the way I'll answer that is I'll refer to our brand. You mentioned the Companio brand before, and that brand is a brand that we only use for our Chromebook processors. We don't use it for anything else. And we picked that brand name because it really connotes what a MediaTek Chromebook is all about, which is it's a companion. It's with you wherever you go. It's thin, light, long battery life. It's easy to carry around. You don't have to worry about carrying a charger with you. It's fanless and 100% quiet. And it's versatile because it can do so much. So I think, as you observed before, the ARM architecture and the Chromebook philosophy of easy to use, instant on, thin and light, long battery life devices just fits perfectly with our product roadmap.
Yeah, we love thin and light devices and fanless devices, but also, you know, we like the just the nerds in us. We love the performance too, and so it's like, as I said earlier, you know, ARM obviously being able to deliver both of those, and seeing some of these newer, the 1280 or the 1200 and 1380 devices are really exciting for us. But then also, you know, having those entry level for education or for, you know, a tablet or whatever it might be, whatever form factor you all put these things in, you know, having that kind of entry level as well, having the kind of broad base of options for consumers, because at the end of the day, that's what we're most excited about is options. In you know, folks having multiple purchasing decisions whenever they go to pick up a new device. And obviously MediaTek is pushing the market forward, and we always appreciate that for sure. So
yeah, I've been using this this HP device for the last few days, and it does everything. You know, I've got dozens and dozens of browser tabs open. I'm doing external displays, you know, to watch surfing YouTube videos on my 32-inch monitor, and it just lasts all day long. I don't plug it in except at the end of the day, every couple of days. So I'm really, really excited about what it can do.
Yeah, we're excited to get that one in the office for sure. So yeah. Well, Adam, thanks so much for taking some time today. Sorry for our technical difficulties getting going, but hey, we got it done, and I appreciate you taking the time for sure.
Thanks, Joe.
Alrighty, Adam, we'll catch up again here soon, hopefully. See you.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.